I know there were a couple that they knew there was coming, and the wife cooked up a lot of cakes and pies, and when they got through, they invited them in to eat and drink coffee. And they done that.
Uh-huh. Sam, you know, the words up and down and over, say if you were talking about going to Jacksonville, you say last week I was
thinking of going.
Would you say last week I was up in Jacksonville or down to Jacksonville?
Would it be over to Jacksonville from here?
Okay. So over is east or west or?
Well, it's kind of northeast.
Uh-huh.
What Jacksonville is, I think, for the northeast. I've never been there many times in my life.
What if you're talking about, say, Miami? You'd say...
She was going south.
So I was going, what? Miami, I was going.
She's going south, I guess.
Would you say over to Miami? Or?
No, you'd say down to Miami, because it is down.
Uh-huh. What about, say Atlanta?
Well, it'd be going up.
Uh-huh.
Up to there.
And, you say if there was trouble at a party, you'd say, the police came and... They didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the
whole bunch.
And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you'd say at 4 o'clock school.
School's out, turn up.
Okay. And after vacation, children might ask, when does school
start again?
And say if a boy left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day, you'd say he...
Played hooky.
And say you go to school together.
What did you say? Went to school together.
So why do people go to school? They
get education.
And after high school, they go to
college.
And after kindergarten, you go into the
in school.
But which
first grade?
Okay, is that what they call it when you were little?
We didn't have no kindergarten when we started school. They give us one or two little old books to study.
Do you ever hear that? Is that being called first grade being called primary or first reader?
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
I guess it means the same thing you do now.
Uh-huh. What did you call it?
We called it the first reader, I believe.
Uh-huh.
First reader. We had a reading book. And I believe we had a spelling book.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. About two little books when I first started. And then we kept on going until we had about six.
Uh-huh.
But we learned them before we got out in them. We didn't get a new book till we knowed everything in it. We didn't skip nothing.
Did you have to study a whole lot then?
Sure, we had to study. We didn't have nobody to help us. We had to learn it ourselves. Because our parents probably didn't know more than we did.
Yeah.
We carried it home. They didn't know nothing about it.
Sam, years ago children sat on benches, but now they sit at...
They sit on seats now.
Or,
Or chairs.
Or sometimes they have a thing that has a little top to it.
It's a desk, ain't it?
Okay, so children sit at... There'll be maybe about 30 of these.
Yeah, 30 of them seats. Well, when we went to school, there was three sat on one seat.
Uh-huh.
Walked in, went in the middle of that, and great, you know, long old seats. And a long old bench, homemade. Uh-huh. The men made them. We got in our church now what they made when they built the church. Just
uh-huh.
Them old-timey seats. Yeah.
And, but nowadays, the classroom would have several, maybe 20 or 30...
of the seats.
Or
desks, whatever you want to call it.
And if you wanted to check out a book in town, you'd go to the
library.
And if you wanted to mail a package,
go to the post office.
Huh?
Go to the post office.
Okay. Have you ever heard of that word post office?